Classic Hits, 99.7 KFRC, The Stones at 8:14. Cammy and Dean here this morning. Sunny and nice. A little cooler and foggy along the coast. But, man, low to mid-80s inland.
Oh, what a great week to catch baseball. And, of course, the A's are home. Last big homestand.
Absolutely.
And on the line with us right now, brought to you by Motel 6, it's Billy Bean. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're not even going to talk about last night.
That's good. there's nothing to talk about. At least it's good for us.
Well, your cushion's bigger than when we spoke last week.
Yeah, that's the good side of it. It would have been nice with the Angels having a day off to sneak in a win and start off this series against Cleveland, but not to be. And, you know, we've got, 13 games left, and, you know, each game that we can win really puts the odds significantly in our favor, so that's why it's important for us to take care of business.
Well, you got to feel good about Rich Harden coming back Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't thrown in 3 months, and I think the biggest thing and the thing everyone wants more than anything is just for him to be healthy. You know, he's most certainly going to be rusty with that kind of layoff, but, you know, it's a kind of a weird situation here. You're in right in the middle of the pennant race, and you've got a guy come back from 3 months, and it's not the ideal type of return. But at some point, we need to get him out there, and at least in a start, it's a controlled environment to some extent in that we can get him prepared at his leisure and not have to rush him. So let's hope that his first step is a good one.
Are you going to only, you know, let him throw a certain number of pitches, regardless of how well he's doing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, he'll be on a strict pitch count, and, you know, we're hoping we can get, you know, 3 to 4 innings would be ideal. It would be a nice start for him. So, but yeah, there's no question he'll be on a pitch count.
It's Cammy and Dean with Billy Bean, general manager of the Oakland A's. Are you dying to get one of those, I'm sorry, I bet on baseball, signed balls by Pete Rose?
You know, that's a whole story I've completely, you know, ignored. I mean, how many years have we been hearing about some end of that? So I don't even know the details other than what they scrolled at the bottom of the newscast. So
apparently there's 30 of them out there and they're going on eBay.
For me, you know, we've heard about that situation ad nauseum, and I don't even pay attention to the details, to
be
honest.
Well, you're too busy. You're really busy, well, with your job, but also Amazing Race.
Yeah, that's, as we know, that just started up. So,
who do you like early?
Too early. Too early to tell.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to handicap it yet.
That's true.
Although it felt bad for the pair of gentlemen who got sent home, like, after taking a flight to Beijing.
Yeah, the Muslim guys.
Yeah, they spent on that long flight, and within a half hour in the show, they had to go home.
So exactly.
That was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, they said there were going to be new twists about it, so it should be fun.
Yeah, I don't think they were. Anybody else was expecting that kind of early exit, but hopefully there'll be, you know, more exciting twists than that one, though.
So are you doing anything special today for Talk Like a Pirate Day?
Talk Like a Pirate today?
Yeah, that's it's the Talk Like a Pirate Day, so you're supposed to talk like a pirate all day.
Well, another thing I've been paying attention to, along with the Pete Rose situation.
I think you should make Roy Steele do the whole, like, all his announcements today in a pirate voice.
I think sure. Everyone just loved to have Roy announcing Oakland A's lineups. That'd be fine with me, pirate or not.
That's true. Number 33, Nick Swisher and I. That would sound good, actually.
It could, maybe for a minute.
All right, how about the important stuff? How about those Chargers?
Yeah, 2-0, huh? Yeah.
What
Phillip
a blowout.
Phillip Rivers with a great game, his second start. So, they're looking real good. There's a few people up here, expats from San Diego, that we keep in touch on all the Charger wins. So,
excellent.
Me too. Yeah, it's good to see the Niners get a win too.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Alex Smith, another kid from San Diego. So
it'll be a fun season.
It's fun to see them make progress. They've done a great job here trying to rebuild that thing, and it looks like they're on the right path, and I'm excited to see them and see Smith continue to get better.
It's going to be exciting to watch you guys on your path, because I know that last night was just a fluke. Again, we won't mention it. Good luck today, and good luck against the Angels this weekend.
Sounds good, guys. Let's hope that at this time next week that we're talking about something other than the regular season.
You got that right.
All right, Billy. All right. Thanks.
Billy Bean, brought to you by Heineken and Motel 6. For reservations, call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or visit motel6.com.
All right, Mark, we couldn't get Billy Bean to do it, but do your entire traffic report in a pirate voice on KFRC.
Really? The whole thing?
Well, maybe not.
Bay Bridge.
You sound like a tiger.
Sorry. the bridge back up into the maze. No laughing matter. It's into the maze. Metering lights are on.